Be'ezras Hashem Yisparach, the topic that jumps out from today's daf lahalacha on daf chaf beis is clearly the topic of tefillah for a baal keri. Let's start with the concluding halacha in the sugya and then show how the poskim differentiated between different cases and applied the halachos of tefillah for keri in ways that are not so well known. First, the halacha. The Gemara concludes on Chav Beis and Mebeis, V'les Hilchas al Kavosei, that the halacha is not like Rav Chama, who went to mikvah on the night of Pesach to be motzi others. Rashi understands that there is clearly a possibility that the Gemara is suggesting that we paskin like Rav Yehuda ben Maseira. Chav Beis Amar Aleph, even though there were many Tanoim and Amoraim that it's clear that they were machmir for the tefillah of Keri, nevertheless, the Gemara says Rav Yehuda ben Maseira was of the opinion Ein Divrei Torah Mikablin Tuma. If one would read the Gemara this way, that what emerges is that we paskin like the simple reading of Yehuda ben Beseira, Ein Divrei Torah Mekablin Tuma, then that would seem that there is no reason to go to mikvah after Keri. However, we will show that this is not at all the way the Chachmei HaMesorah understood this Gemara. A lot of what I am saying, Be'ezer Hashem, in this halacha will be based on the Shi'urim of Rav Yashiv, as well as an Encyclopedia Talmudis has an excellent entry in Baal Keri. Fascinating, the tour comments about these halachos in Reish Mem Aleph, but they are not quoted at all in Shulchan Aruch in Reish Mem Aleph. Tosis and Bava Kama on Daf Pei Beis on the Beis, in his third Teretz, addresses a very basic problem. And that is, how could Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira disagree with the Takana of Ezra HaSofer? And that leads Tosfos, as well as it's clear in the Rambam in Hilchos Kriyashma, Perek Dalei Halacha Ches, that Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira did not disagree with Ezra. However, Ezra had made a Takana, and the Takana did not grab hold of all of Klal Yisrael. And for that reason, Ezra's Takana was not binding. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira adds that if you're worried about Kabbalah's Tumah, that's probably the best way to read the Rambam, Lefi she'ein divrei Torah mekablin Tumah. But the Rambam explicitly states that the Takana of Ezra did not last. The Tzlach on our Gemara says, when the Gemara says, Les Helchus HaKavaseh, do not understand our Gemara as saying that it is wrong to go for Tevila. However, the Gemara means to say, don't make a bracha on the Tevila. Interestingly, Rav Yashiv in Ishur Min Reish Mam Dalet asks a strong kasha on the Slach, where he claims that from Tosas and Psachim, one cannot say that it's impossible to make a bracha on Tvilas Keri, and we will develop that idea as well. To show how prominent Tvilas Keri is even in the literature, I'm not talking yet about the literature, the Hasidic literature and in Yanei Kabbalah, but even within the literature of Halacha, I would like to point out that the Cheshek Shlomo in Yevamos on Daf Mem Hemabez quotes the great Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, who claimed, probably halacha lemaisa, that if someone goes to the mikvah on the day that he saw Keri, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said he would even make a bracha of tefillah because tefillah bizmana mitzvah. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says it's true that because Klal Yisrael wasn't mekabel the mitzvah of tevilah, he cannot no longer make the bracha of Asher Gishon Sosavitzivanu. However, there is a mitzvah, and he's mekayim tevilah bizmana mitzvah. Because of our need for brevity, I have decided to omit the raya, but take a look at the Cheshek Shlomo in Yevamos Mem Hei Amud Beis. Not only that, there is a fascinating dichotomy which emerges in regards to tevilas keri. And it starts in Rabbeinu Yonah, and it extends in the language of the Rambam and in the formulations in the Halacha according to Rav Yashiv and the customs even today in regards to Balei Avoda. And that Rabbeinu Haigon was of the opinion that when we said it was Batla L'Tfila, so the Gemara Chav Beis Amnal says, as the Iri said, Batlua L'Tfila, so that's only in regards to Kriya Shema, in regards to Talmud Torah. When it comes to Tfila, Rav Meinu Haigon says that you have to go to the mikvah. Most Rishonim disagree. Rav Yashiv points out that even though most Rishonim disagree, nevertheless, that dichotomy is already mukhrach from the Gemara in the following way. And that is that the Gemara clearly says that on the one hand, there were many Amoraim and Tanoim that accepted using Tisha Kavim, the pouring from a kli onto an individual. Nevertheless, Ezra, as it's clear from the expression of the Gemara on Chav Beis Amid Aleph, excuse me, on Amid Beis, Nidhi de Tikein Ezra, Rava exclaims, Tvila Nesina Mi Tikein. Says Rav Yashiv, there are two halachos in regards to Tvila Lekeri. One was the halacha of Ezra for Talmud Torah, and with that, as the Gemara in Bava Kama says, that just like a Baal Keri, in order to be able to eat Truma and Taharis, he needs to be Tovel in the Mikvah, so too Ezra was Nesakin that. That was not Nispashet in Klal Yisrael. And the Rambam adds, you don't have to worry, Ein Divrei Torah Mablim Tuma. And then there is another halacha, and that is, Shelo Yehe Anoshim Mitzuyin Eitzel Nishosein, that men should be not found next to their women all the time, that as a form of kavod for tefillah, and the Rabbeinu Haigon says that that was even accepted lahalacha, there is a requirement of tefillah. So what will come out, according to the minority opinion of Rabbi Haigon, one does not need to do tefillah after keri for Talmud Torah. However, when it comes to tefillah, it would be required. Before we discuss the halacha lemaisa application, Rav Yashiv points out beautifully that many of the halachos that our Gemara discusses, leniencies of Tisha Kavim, of allowing Mayim Shuvim, all of those things were only suggested in regards to the second takana. Shelo Yehe Talmid Chacham Mitzuyin Eitzel Nishoseyem, the halacha of Rav Haigon vis-a-vis tefillah, davening. However, when it comes to Ezra's takana was in the mikvah itself, because that is pure tahara, as the Gemara in Bava Kama describes, and not a takana, simply shelo yehei talmid chachamim. Rabbeinu Yonah ultimately rejects this opinion of Haigon. Ve'ein anir li mori rav, v'im ein lo mayim of Ailu im yeshlo mayim veina tova, o eina rochets afilu hachi eina masid atfila. Divadai afal pisha atfila yosem ikubelas ima atfila. If going to the mikveh is difficult, don't be masid atfila. But certainly, concludes Rabbeinu Yonah, the tfila is more mikubelas if one davens. L'divrei akol ein lo lahafsid mipnei zatfilaso. But at the same time, don't miss davening at the right time, because of going to the mikvah. According to the above approach, one could be lenient as well to use a Tisha Kavim in regards to the second halacha in regards to preparing for tefillah. However, it should be noted, even though I had heard Me'achorei HaPargud in the name of some Ma'arabim, I will not quote it because something I could verify, nevertheless, I had heard that some felt that going to the shower would also be acceptable for tefillas keri, pertaining, as we have just argued, for the, not the takana of Ezra, but the later takana, Shlo Yimitsuyin Eitzel Nishosein. Rav Yashiv does not feel this way. He points to the Lashon of our Gemara that Rav Nachman had instituted a particular kli to be used to pour onto people for keri, and he argues that since the pipes are not considered kelim, because they are attached to the ground, it cannot be used for tevilas keri. Menashe Klein in Chelek Gimel argues from the Tshuvas Harayva. The Tshuvas Harayva says that you need koach hagavra as well, and he claims that Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, also agreed with him as well. And it would seem, unlike that I've heard in the name of others, that if one is going to be machmir, it's a machmir tavol of a bracha, and Rabbeinu Yonah said that the tefillah is enhanced, and even though when it comes to Torah, ain divrei Torah mekabel tumah, nevertheless, for tefillah, it definitely enhances the tefillah. There are even some kadmonim that differentiated between Bavel, as quoted in Encyclopedia Talmudis, and the end of the entry Balkeri, that in Bavel they were not makbid, because it's an Eretz Tmeya, but in Eretz Yisrael they were makbid. The Mor v'Shemesh in Parshas Emor is ma'arich on the chashivus of mikvah in Avodas Hashem. Many have argued and marshaled many, many Gedolei Torah, both in the world of, in the Litvisha world as well as in the Hasidisha world, who emphasized its value. But what emerges is mi ikur dedina is there isn't a chiyuv, v'hamachmir tavol of bracha, and there are rishonim that say that there is a chiyuv before tefillah, and Rabbeinu Yonah who says that the tefillah would be enhanced by someone who goes to mikvah beforehand. This Beis Hashem is an overview of the basic halachos of tefillah for a keri.